Now, we're going to be chatting to Catherine Lana of Browser's Bookshop in Woodbridge. She's regularly with us as one of our good read selectors. And I have to say, she is extremely excited because there's an American author coming to the county this Friday. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
And I'm going to be chatting to her a bit later on. You can hear that conversation, I think, tomorrow or Friday. But just tell me who she is and why we should be excited.
Ruta Sepetys, which isn't how you say it in authentic language, because she's from Lithuanian descent. But she now lives in America. She researched her family history and discovered quite a tragic story, and she's written a novel based on the facts that she found out. The novel has been promoted and produced for both teenagers and adults, so it's got quite a broad appeal. And she's coming, well, she's done a European tour promoting the book, and she's going on to America to do more publicity, but she's stopping off in the UK and just doing a couple of dates here to talk about the book. And Woodbridge and Ipswich on Friday are included in that brief visit. So that's why we're excited.
So two visits, and one of them's to our fine county.
That's right.
Fantastic. Yes. So, I mean, what more do I need to know about her? Obviously, have you read the book? It's Between Shades of Grey.
Yes, I have read the book, and it's beautiful. It's very, very sad, but it's incredibly well written, incredibly vivid, the descriptions of what they endured. If I just tell you about the story, it's based around a 15-year-old girl who is living in Lithuania, and one night some soldiers come to her family home, and they take the family away. And say that they've got to leave the home. They don't know where they're going. It's mother, father, the girl and her brother. They're put on a cattle truck. The father's separated from them. They go on a terrible journey for some time and then taken to a labor camp. And eventually they're sent to Siberia to endure quite extreme hardship there in the cold and with very little food and means. So it sounds pretty horrific, and it is obviously a very traumatic story, but the way it's written is just compelling. You need to know what happens to them. The way that people cope with such hardship is inspiring, and the sense of hope and the power of love for companions as well, for the family and for friendships that are made. It's all incredibly powerful. And I found that I couldn't put it down, of course, the ultimate recommendation for a book, but I did end up just sitting there in one sitting reading the book because you just needed to know what happened. And ultimately, you put the book down feeling quite sad, but also it has a life-affirming sense that stays with you as well. And I mean, I'm not alone in this passion for it, obviously, because it's the book has grown on word of mouth. People have just recommended it to friends, and that's why it's proved so popular and is apparently a bestseller in America, Italy, and Portugal.
I mean, it's her first book as well, isn't it?
Her first novel,
yeah.
That's right. And as I say, it's based on information that she gained from family members and from survivors too of this incident. So obviously, it's based on fact. When she visited Lithuania,
what sort of things will you be asking her when she comes along?
I think something about the research to it, because I think she's, well, if you want a hint, you can go on the website and find a trailer for the book, and she describes some of her experiences there, and also there are some video clips of some of the survivors of this incident, and you can hear more about their experiences. But what she found was that people didn't want to talk about it. There was a huge secrecy about this event in Lithuania. So really getting people to talk about it was quite an achievement, I think. And that's what I'm interested in finding out about, how she actually went through that and also coping with the information that people gave her, because it is such a terrible story. But obviously we need to know about it to learn from these things.
It'd be interesting to know how much, because it's a novel, so she's obviously had to put her own interpretation on some of it as well.
That's right, yes. But she has been talking to a number of groups about the writing process before coming to Ipswich. She's got a workshop for teenagers on the writing process, and then she's going to St Albans Catholic School in Ipswich to talk about the book there before coming onto Browser's in the evening. And we're promoting it to teenagers and adults to come along because we think it's it's worth anybody reading and everybody reading.
Okay, so teenagers, adults, tell me about your event.
It's taking place in Browser's Bookshop and Cafe. It takes place at 7 o'clock. And Ruta will be talking about the book, about the writing process, and then answering questions. And then there'll be opportunity for signing and mingling afterwards. It will only last about an hour and a half. And tickets are £2, but they are going very quickly.
£2? Because it says £3 here.
Oh, sorry, it's £2, yes.
Okay, £2.
A bargain.
A bargain, even better. It's gone down since I last looked. So £2, and people can give you a ring, can't they?
That's right, yes. If they call 01394-382-832.
Brilliant. Well, I'm sure you will get a full house. Sounds very exciting. I'm excited now, and I haven't even read the book yet. I'm looking forward to reading it now as well.
Yes, do. It's a great book.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Catherine, for keeping us posted, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Sure.
Take care.
Bye.
That's Catherine Lana. So, if you want to go along, Ruta Sepeti's Browser's Bookshop this coming Friday evening at 7 o'clock. £2 for tickets. 01394 382 832. Her book is Between Shades of Grey. And now it is Wednesday, so you do have time to pop into Browser's or any other good bookshop or library, get yourself a copy of the book, and then go and hear her talk and get her to sign your book, which would make it even more valuable, wouldn't it? So how exciting is that? So Browser's Bookshop this Friday. And I am very lucky. I'm going to be catching a word with her as well myself, and I'll bring that to you.